And I can't say, okay, how long this has been going on, how many months, etc. It's just something that I became aware of and noticing that I was having certain experiences. And then the more I talked with other people who I would say are open to intuitive messages, that we were starting to compare and share and say, yeah, we're catching on that this is what's going on with the planet.
Good morning or good afternoon, wherever you are. I'm Reverend Gail Dobert, and I welcome you to Unity of Bay City, to our wonderful podcast, Now What? Unity of Bay City is dedicated to all those who are seeking to discover their spiritual path and who strive every day to bring goodness and love into our beautiful world. How do we do that? We grow together as we discover and practice positive practical tools for our own personal and collective spiritual growth. No matter where you are on your life's journey, you are so very welcome here.
I am speaking with Marianne Jordan. She is a prominent member of the Unity community and a significant part of the spiritual, the intuitive aspects to being a part of this community. She's always putting on really insightful and inspirational discussions and workshops. The last time we had her here, we were talking about the human energy field, and you can actually find that episode in the Now What? Archives. And Marianne is here to talk about a series of open discussions that have been going on that started a couple of weeks ago and are going to be continuing at the Unity of Bay City to act as a guide or to help people understand what's going on in the world and in their lives. So thank you very much for being here, Marianne. I appreciate you.
Thank you for this opportunity.
All right. You were just telling me about the crystalline body and how you feel like there's a shift happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you want to expand on that?
Well, the difficulty is like just saying, I noticed this change, and this change. But overall, yeah, I feel like I'm changing. You know, I can feel some kind of a shift, and it's not easy to explain all this because the planet's been undergoing this energy shift. And I can't say, okay, how long this has been going on, how many months, etc. It's just something that I became aware of and noticing that I was having certain experiences. And then the more I talked with other people who I would say are open to intuitive messages, that we were starting to compare and share and say, yeah, we're catching on that this is what's going on with the planet. So the planet is undergoing an energy shift. So that means it's increasing in its frequency.
Right.
So there's energy frequency. So the planet's increasing in that. That is positive. It's positive for us, for our evolution. It also means that it's our energy individually is increasing in frequency. So we're making this major shift.
Well, that's because of our direct relationship to the Earth.
Absolutely.
We are Earthlings.
Yeah, we're Earthlings. And we're changing too. But as a result, I've often thought it's like being in detox because a lot of things are being shaken up.
You know, how like the impurities rise and get cycled out. That makes a lot of sense as to what's going on right now in the world politically. Culturally around the world. You know, it's like, it's almost like when exterminators, you know, have to get rid of something, they'll do something to scare whatever prey they're looking for, and then they come running out. And once they're out, you see them, and you can take care of them.
And you can see that right now in our country, on the planet. And the other thing, I think it's very important to realize this can be a great distraction, but we need to really focus on our own spiritual growth. That's where the focus needs to be.
Our own spiritual growth.
And not get caught up in, there's a lot of other things going on that are distractions right now. I wonder if it'd be helpful to mention some of the experiences people have been having.
I'd love that, yeah.
Some of the experiences that myself and other people, and we had a discussion a couple weeks ago, open discussion here at the church, just to talk about these. They can range from anxiety people are experiencing, maybe for no reason. A lot of people are feeling fatigue and extra tiredness, and GI disturbances, difficulty sleeping or other experiences. And I think it's important to understand that we're experiencing adjustments and shift in our energy field. And the overall effect is an increase of frequency. That's a positive effect. I think that's what we need to focus on. This is overall, I know I'm heading in a positive direction, but getting there is, you know, it's just kind of riding it out. And that this is also collective. We're working together. We're making our way through this collectively. We're supporting each other. And we're going to be having these open discussion groups every fifth Sunday, which is every 3 months. The next one is November 30th at 12 noon here at our church. So
at the Unity of Bay City.
Yeah. Interesting. Just talking, like I talked with people of our healing group here at church, people who are more intuitive. But when you talk with some other people, like I've been talking with a vendor at our farmer's market, so I was able to share with her, I said, you know, about the planetary shift. And it was like, oh, okay, that's part of what's going on, because she can feel something. She has felt this. She talks about her customers, and she said, people are picking up that something is going on. They can't really explain it.
Can't put your finger on what it is.
Yeah, but so that it's this is being felt, and that I think it's important for people to understand there's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And it's, you think about it, if the planet is experiencing an energy shift and an increase in her energy, that's throughout the whole planet.
Right.
And the importance right now of, I would say, grounding your energy. That's kind of allowing your energy to go into the earth, so that it's like you're kind of blending with the energies.
And how do you do that?
Well, how I do it is, like, one way is you can almost think that you've got roots going out through the bottom of your feet and then into the planet. But now what I do is, like, take these roots and then spread them out throughout, underneath, to meet with the other roots, like the roots of trees.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're really merging, almost merging with the planet.
Right.
It's a very interesting
feeling. I love it. It's a good way, like, I think about it as you were saying that. Imagine that. A good visual description of that is, like, if your body heat is warm and you went into a cold room or a cold, like a cold floor, and you could thermal image that room, you'd see the heat going down into the earth. And vice versa, if you're cold and whatever, it's like there's this relationship with energy exchange that has been here forever. Do you know what is creating this vibrational shift?
That's a good question. No.
Yeah.
There's, I just, you know, it seems there's a lot going on with our solar system, but I can't say exactly what it is. One point I wanted to make, this is that as we're kind of grounding and merging with the energy of the planet, that also opens up, we have, like, if you talk about chakras, our energy center is the major, there's a center in the top of our head, the crown chakra. That's allowing energy to come in. So it's almost like increased energy coming in through the crown all the way through. So it's really, it's almost like we're anchored into the planet, but it's allowing this energy to come through us.
Yeah. I've heard that referred to as walking in both worlds, where you have, you're consciously connected with, you know, the cosmic energy and also rooted in the ground and the earth energy. And that's a good way to be. In fact, that's kind of what Buddha taught, the middle path in a way. Well, this is really excited, and I am excited to attend these discussions. And so I'm kind of getting the feeling that they may be, would you say that this is a support group?
No. Well, no, but it's supportive.
Very good.
You know, it's supporting people and like allowing us to share our experiences, but no, it's not really a support group per se.
Very good. So it's just a place for people to connect and maybe help understand what's going on with themselves and the world around them.
It's open to everybody.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Marianne. I really appreciate you coming again. This has been very good.
Appreciate you giving me the opportunity to share this information, because trying to think of how do you get this information out to people.
Doing it through this. Hopefully this helps. Thank you very much, and have a blessed day.
You too.